The heart of every organization is its people. We're taking action to take care of them, to develop a world-class team, now and into the future. This is Empowering Excellence with Art and Frankie.
We are back with Empowering Excellence podcast, where today we're going to chat about wellness. Frankie, my co-host, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm well, as a matter of fact.
That's perfect timing just for this type of podcast about wellness.
Doesn't it feel like a long time since we've been in here?
It does. It does. But you know, I've been looking forward to this all week and all morning, so I'm excited. This is the highlight of my day. I look forward to the podcast.
Our fantastic editor has been off TDY, I think.
That's right.
So that's why we've been out for a while. But I understand our podcasts have been releasing. Number one podcast in the country, is that?
That's right. Number one podcast in the country. So if you haven't subscribed, you're missing out. Go do that now.
Exactly. Francesca, we're going to talk about wellness today. So what does that mean to you?
Wellness, I think, is a multifaceted topic. I think depending on the individual that you're talking to and kind of their background, their experiences, even their current operational status, like where they're at in their, maybe even their career or their personal life, I think you'll find you'll get a lot of different perspectives of what wellness is. For me right now, the job is a grind in a good way. It's very fast paced, sometimes a little bit of high stress. So it's really important for me for wellness to find things that I enjoy doing that allow me time to take a step back and kind of reset, because you'll get lost in the tornado of stuff that you have, right? I try and use my weekends wisely. And well, I got three kiddos. One's like 16 going on 30. So there's that one. And then I have my two boys who are heavily involved in baseball. So a lot of my wellness time is spent at the baseball field. But it's okay because I love baseball. I could watch it all day. By the time Sunday rolls around and it's like, got to go to work Monday, I'm like, oh man, I need a vacation from my wellness baseball weekend. I think wellness is a critical piece for us as human beings, as professionals. And for everybody, it's different. I admire people that love to do the yoga. I can't, first of all, because I'm not flexible. So I'll get stuck in some type of stance. I'll probably pull a muscle. But I know a lot of people that do yoga. I have a teammate that actually was just certified as a yoga instructor and has been teaching. And that's her wellness. That's her time to reset. I like to do a lot of CrossFit workouts, or I go on walks with whiskey. Not the drink, my dog. So I did a walk yesterday just to get out. You know, different things on different days. Different days, you need different things. And so it's not always going to be the same type of wellness event.
Wellness is more than just physical. When I think about wellness, my mind usually just jumps to physical wellness. Like on the weekend, I go hiking. And every day I go for a walk around.
You see bears.
Yeah, exactly. I think I tend to think of it more about physical wellness. Yeah. But there's a lot more to it than that.
Definitely. I think for me, what hit on there's more to than just the physical fitness wellness part. When COVID hit, in the very beginning, and everybody's kind of like, we don't know what's going on. It almost is like, this is the apocalypse. We're here. All the stuff we watch on TV, it's real life. I think mental wellness spiked. People started to see the impact when things are shutting down and there's so much uncertainty of what's happening. What do we do? Mental wellness became super critical. And I think as we've now moved out of the pandemic, mental health, mental wellness is at the forefront. I agree with you. I think when people hear wellness, they're probably not necessarily thinking physical right away. It's probably more the mental.
I remember driving down the freeway. It was like completely deserted. I thought I was in the zombie apocalypse.
I thought it was The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Nav War style.
Great show, by the way. So I'm glad you brought up COVID, though, because I think that really brought a different level of stress into people's lives. We didn't know what was going on. We were afraid. And of course, if you watch the news too much like I do, you're even more afraid because they're really hyping it up. I think you're right. It probably is more about mental. And especially here in the workplace, the stresses that you go, you may think sitting at a computer on Teams meetings most of the day is not stressful, but it really is with everything else that's going on and everything else that might be going on in your life. You know, we all have lives outside of work, and we talk a lot about a work-life balance and how do you actually manage that. So I think it's really great. The leaders at NavWar have allowed us to actually dive into this wellness thing. And we brought in some great speakers. And I think we have some guests here today that can talk about that. Did you want to introduce our guests for today?
Sure. Super excited to have the opportunity to have two of our wellness SMEs in the house. So we have Adrian Armstead and we have Rebecca RJ Jaeger. She goes by RJ.
I do. Yeah. Nice to be here.
They're both from our 8033 organizational development and training team. We have a stellar team. For those of you out there listening who are not part of the NavWar family, our OD&T team rocks. Come join if you're interested in joining a superstar team. Super happy to have both of you here, and we're very excited to have you guys share with us kind of what's going on in the 8033 portfolio with regard to wellness.
Thank you so much for having us. I'm glad that you touched upon the COVID-19 pandemic, because I think coming out of that, that really prompted us to have a wellness initiative. It's definitely something that we've never had traditionally in this environment or in the NavWar organization. I'm going to out myself a little bit on my age, but I've been here for a long time in different capacities. I think about 22 years. Really exciting to see how leadership has embraced the wellness initiative and really brought it to the forefront as empowering our employees and allowing them to share and have a safe space to do that as well, I think is key. Created this initiative collectively back in May of last year. Since then, we've had a lot of great guest speakers. We've had a lot of great initiatives that have come back to the forefront, like our yoga program you've mentioned before. And then, you know, going forward, we're still looking at ways that we can bring other wellness initiatives into the workplace.
I want to loop back on COVID a little bit. It was very surprising to me how many people were reaching out and saying how isolated they felt and how they use work as their socialization a little bit. So whenever they lost that, people were really struggling. I'm a big time introvert, and I think it's because I work in such a huge people job and I interact with people all the time. So when I go home, I just need to just turn my brain into mush and not socialize. But I didn't realize how many people are completely opposite from that. So whenever people were saying that they were isolated, I was like, what? This is great. What are you talking about? But there were a lot of things that we were missing, like the natural water cooler talks. Mm-hmm. And just like we said earlier, wellness is so much more than just physical. It's nutritional. It's your mind. Offering these types of events and allowing people to flex their mind and get that energy that they need, I think is absolutely wonderful. The telework environment people have kind of struggled with, but don't necessarily want to let it go either. They like that autonomy of being able to be at home and be in the workplace. But having work as a safe space and being able to get energy and be energized is wonderful.
Art, in the beginning, you said, you know, wellness means different things for different people. Everybody needs a different type of wellness, even depending on the day, right? But what you guys have done with the wellness program, which I applaud you, is, you know, you have some people who are introverts, like, what are you talking about? I like this. This is great. And then some people are like, man, I would love to know what RJ did all weekend. That stuff was missing, that engagement. So what you guys have done is really provided a menu of options of different wellness type events. So everybody finds their own flavor of what it is. And then for somebody like me, I made a comment like, yoga's super hard. I'll get stuck. I'll pull a muscle. But the option is there. And if I want to join, I join. It's a safe space. Like, I know I can go there. And they're going to be like, oh, it's a newbie. Welcome. You know, that you guys have done a great job of making sure that you have a variety of wellness type things to offer the workforce. So
and
good
we
job.
Are always looking for volunteers, for people to lead an initiative. Say you want to lead something like a running program here at NavWar, we could provide the resources to support you on that initiative and getting it out to the workforce to make sure that there are volunteers. Our counterpart, Candace Gallahue, who does the yoga, that's such a popular program. And I see new people joining that all the time. You would think, you know, working out with your colleagues is a little strange, but some people find it great and they need that break and that reset throughout the day.
Well, it builds the camaraderie too, right? So now you guys have a tie and like, oh, remember that class we did? Like, I don't know how you held that, but I couldn't do it. So
for sure.
Yeah.
I think to add to that, it's a positive space for people to be connected, right? And outside of their work environments and their work groups that we tend to stay within, having this opportunity to see what other people are doing. Like you mentioned, like, what would you want to do over the weekend? Or what did this person do over the weekend? Hey, I'd like to, I go there. Like, I've seen people who went hiking, for example, Potato Rock is it Potato Rock?
Potato Chip Rock.
I always mess that up. That go hiking there all the time, and that's one of my favorite hikes. So like maybe I could connect with them one weekend and say, hey, let's get to know each other. So it's really about bringing people together and building that connectedness that I think during the pandemic definitely became a hot topic, but it became an issue for some people. Like me, I'm an extrovert. I'm the opposite of Adrienne. Where I need that energy, I need to be around people. When I'm not around people, I tend to find myself like kind of in the lulls, you know. So it's nice to be able to reach out and see what other people are doing.
So it sounds like you guys are empowered to pretty much tackle any initiative and looking for good ideas from the workforce.
Absolutely. We're looking for people to lead. For example, I mentioned hiking. I know people have been on the Wellness Channel. People post pictures on there. I think actually you and Candace were our first two to post pictures on there. I think yours was a hiking and hers was a yoga pose. But we've had people post pictures of them surfing in Germany.
That's awesome.
Family vacations in Hawaii. A lot of those different kind of things and activities. And there's actually people on there that have asked hard questions about where do I get resources for mental health support or emotional health support and things like that. So it's definitely meant to be a safe space for people to be able to reach out and do that connectedness that we crave, I think, as humans.
So we talk about wellness coaching, and we also have a coaching community of practice. What's the difference between the two?
Thank you for bringing that up, because I did want to mention that there is a clear difference between those two initiatives. So the Wellness Initiative is a place for us collectively as a group to come together and share our ideas and find activities and ways to be connected. Our coaching program is intended to connect people with coaches and coachees to go through maybe some challenges that they're having personally in their life. In addition, they also offer like team coaching and coaching as leaders and things like that. So it's really, there's some crossover on it, but it's definitely two different initiatives. And I'm hoping we can bring another podcast for coaching on one of the next episodes.
I think we know the people to help make that happen.
Yes, I think we do.
So you guys have brought in some great speakers. And I often think that the timeliness of the speakers that you bring in, it's almost like you have a sense of the pulse of the workforce. I remember when, I think it was Dr. Bialy came during COVID. And I mean, the timing of that was perfect. Where do you guys get your ideas from? And what's coming in the future?
So we get a lot of ideas with people are not afraid with providing us feedback, which we are so appreciative of. And we're actually going to do an OD&T roadshow across the command to provide the different competencies and PEOs exactly what it is that we offer. And, you know, just allowing them to know that we are there for them. Mm-hmm. Whenever we bring in speakers, we're focusing on how to fill those gaps, making people think. So we brought in Dr. Bialy that talked a lot about wellness and burnout and how to overcome that. We brought in Blue Zones. It was Nick Buettner was the guy's name. He is one of the co-writers of the Blue Zones, where this group of people went to different regions all over the world and studied the people and checked to see what the commonalities are on these people that are living longer lifespans, longer than, you know, the average 100 plus years, and still outside cutting their own grass. Yeah. And he really was able to share exactly what it is that they do. So maybe we could live longer. And surprisingly, one of those regions were just in Southern California. I think it was somewhere in Orange County or something. So, you know, it's very close to us, these people living longer. And then coming up, we have an author named Natalie Kogan. She is going to speak about the Awesome Human Project. I'm actually currently reading that book right now, and it is pretty awesome. And she teaches you ways on how to change your mindset and combat the stories that your brain is telling yourself. And really showing how you're the barrier and the problem between you and success and finding ways to navigate that. She is a refugee. So, you know, she's had a lot of adversity that she's had to overcome herself. She's an extremely positive person. It is a book that I recommend. So we're going to have her coming to the workforce and speaking about all of her methods in her book.
Dr. Bialy, at the onset of COVID, that was a game changer for me. Her talk really resonated with me. And it was at that moment, it was like timely. I was like, oh, somebody must have known because I was struggling. I had the kids out of school. Mm-hmm. I remember at one point I called Art and I was like, if everything's a priority, nothing's a priority. I'm supposed to be a teacher and an HR director. Like, it was super stressful. And it clicked like, oh, girl, you got to get it together mentally because kids need you, work needs you, right? At Department of Navy level, we're like, what are you guys doing? Nobody knows what to do. So she was an amazing speaker. And I find myself going back to her recording and like listening, know yourself, what are the triggers? And then when you see the triggers coming, you got to do something about it.
For sure.
That was something that has stuck with me since then. That was a really good speaker. And I am looking forward to Miss Kogan.
Natalie Kogan. Yeah. Yes. Yep. Her book is really amazing. The way that she speaks is really amazing. So I think that this is going to be a good one.
One of the things we'd like to plug is participation. The program is only successful if people participate, right? We would encourage people to join our channel, share your pictures, share your thoughts, share your ideas. I created a whiteboard on there for idea sharing and just plug out pictures or whatever you want on there to kind of get the conversation going. Adrian mentioned we're always looking for ideas on speakers and events and things like that. I know we do like the 5Ks around the campus for like the spooktacular and things, but I think we could incorporate some more of those kinds of activities for days that people are on the campus. And even some competitive things. You know, we talked about that yesterday in the all hands, I think that came up. Generate that sense of community, which is really key in any environment that you're in, whether it's work or at home.
You guys seem really passionate about this. What motivates you to do this?
The people.
Yeah. We care about the people. We care about our coworkers. We care about our peers, our bosses. You know, we all, I think at some point, struggle with burnout and stress management and mindfulness and gratitude and all of those things that I think we have to kind of wrap our arms around. And it's much easier when you're doing it with another person, I find.
For sure.
And have someone to share with than trying to do it on your own. It can be very lonely doing that by yourself.
And most of my career has been focused on manpower. So I see the numbers. I see the work that's coming through. And our numbers are not necessarily matching up with the work that is coming through. I have to step back and I have to think to myself, everybody's plates are so full. Things are falling off. And it's when do we have the time to focus on ourselves? And if we don't focus on ourselves and put ourselves first, nothing's going to be successful.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
So if you're listening to this podcast and you're thinking about going to work for NAVWAR, what advice would you give them?
Oh, gosh, that's, I mean, do it, number one.
Having, even though I've been in the NAVWAR umbrella for 20-some years, I have had the opportunity to work in different organizations. I've worked in POC Fry, I've worked at Jitters and now Jitnik in 1.0, and now I'm in 8.0. What I found is this really, truly is the greatest place to work. I've worked with other external folks as well, like NAVAIR and some of the Army agencies that I used to work with at Jitters. And they always kind of commented on how our workforce seems to thrive and we're so successful and we're really passionate about what we're doing. And I think that really drives these initiatives all across all the board, all those conversations that we're having. So it really, truly, in my opinion, is one of the best places to work. And I think our numbers on the charts say that too.
I think they do. Hey, I really want to thank you guys for being here today. Not just for being here, but for the work that you guys do on behalf of the NAVWAR workforce. It really is amazing. And I do get to work with a lot of the other BSOs in the Navy. And I think you guys are, as we say, world class. And so just really appreciate it and keep up the fantastic work.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Empowering Excellence with Art and Frankie is a production of the NAVWAR Headquarters Public Affairs Office in association with NAVWAR Corporate Operations. Our podcast production team includes Ed Disco Buckleton, Kara McDermott, and Ramon Goh, our digital media specialist who produced today's show. On behalf of Frankie and myself, I am Art Sterrett. Have a great Navy Day.